Hey, welcome back. Thanks for tuning in. As always, it's really great to see you. We want to thank the great folks at Shenandoah University for inviting us out to their river campus here at Cool Spring to shoot our video this week.
And it's gorgeous out here.
What a setting.
And it's peaceful and it's quiet, which we all need after this week's news. We've had everything from the stock market doing stuff. We've had everything from talks of recession. We've had talk about Warren Buffett selling 50% of his Apple shares. It's been crazy. So to be out here is pretty nice, Ray.
Yeah, it is. You know what? And what a ride it has been. You know, the sky is falling. The sky is falling. Well, it's actually a little cloudy up there. Mm-hmm. But this week has been filled with drama.
Yes.
Certainly, recession is kind of the topic that everybody's talking about. A whole lot of drama with discussions about that. And a lot of this started last week when the Federal Reserve, as we reported to you, decided not to change the federal funds rate. Mm-hmm. And it took a couple days and a couple of, you know, variables occurred in those couple of days. But on this past Monday, the stock market fell as much as 1,000 points.
Crazy.
And of course, it recovered a little bit the following day. And then there was also the unemployment rate report that came out. And that was not a huge, huge jump, but it was enough to start the discussion about what is happening. I just heard last night on the Kai Ryssdal, of course, report that Google searches for the phrase recession had astronomically increased this last week. I think the good news that we can see from this, though, is that at their September meeting, I think the Fed chair and the Federal, you know, Reserve is probably going to be pressured into actually making a decision to go ahead and lower that federal funds rate. So if there is a kind of a silver lining to the gray sky, I think that's probably it, that there's going to be more than likely an imminent reduction of the federal funds rate at this next Fed meeting.
Yes, that's what a lot of people think. And then you also have those who say, you know what, we don't know for sure. Yeah. Until it happens, we're not counting on it.
We stop making any predictions too, right?
And for our clients, we're advising them, don't wait. You know what? Because some people speculate this could be another year of guessing how it's going to go. We have had talks of recession, which wouldn't be good news for anyone.
No.
But the point is, why wait? If you are a buyer and you have that plan to purchase a home, then why wait? Go ahead and find out exactly how much you can afford and be a little flexible. Be a little flexible on the size of your home or the location of your home rather than waiting, because you really don't know when that's going to happen.
Yeah.
In terms of lower mortgage interest rates. And the same thing for sellers. We are blessed in Northern Virginia. Home prices
so blessed.
Have stayed very stable and high for the most part. So what we always tell our clients, pay attention to pricing and the condition of your home, have it in great condition, and do what you have to do, whatever is best for you and your family.
Yeah, you know, and we've talked about this many times, the one certainty that we see in the economy is the investment in real estate, right?
That's
and
right.
I don't want to continue to belabor this point, but wealth is really created by the ownership of real estate.
Yes.
So if there's one consistent, you know, we're always going to see the economy up and down, interest rates up and down. We're going to see recession, no recession. The sky is falling. The sky is falling. The one consistent is that ownership of real estate. And I think you're absolutely right that you've got to just go ahead, get off the mark and get involved into this marketplace, because prices will continue to rise, probably regardless of what interest rates do, especially in this Northern Virginia area. They historically have corrected themselves very quickly and gone back up. So
that's
I think that's what our message is.
And also,
get out there.
Yeah, for sure. And I also think it's important to stay vigilant. And that's why we do these videos, because we do have clients who are trying to watch what's going on. And you have to know what's happening in your local market. And that's what we're doing.
Yeah, separate again, as we've talked about, the drama versus the data, right?
Sure.
The data is really that path you need to continue on. These blips, this drama, the press, just stay consistent. Real estate's the way to go.
Great.
Well, we always hope that your time with us is well spent, and we'll look forward to seeing you again soon. There's so much more to report on these matters, and we're going to stay on top of it and bring it to you, as always, each week.
Yes, and please do us a favor, subscribe right below, and that lets us know that you're watching and this is important, and feel free, to subscribe. That helps us out a lot. Thank you.
We look forward to seeing you soon. Bye-bye.
Bye.